Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, let's touch the table with some football. I assume this is going to be a little college. Oh, no, this isn't what I think it is it? Okay, Big Ten.
Oh, yeah.
Big Ten power rankings. Hit the button. So explain the rules to the people again so they don't attack you.
Okay, so here are the rules. It's the Big Ten power ranking. I'm taking the top 14 teams. Bottom four teams will not be on the list. You can work your way in. You can work your way out. It is based off of your performances so far. Not where I think you're going to be at the end of the year, but where you are right here, right now. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
You want to start at the bottom?
Yes.
Fresh off of their ridiculous loss on the goal line to Washington State, I have the University of Washington at 14. They lose the game to Washington State, the Apple Cup game, 24-19. They had the ball on the one-yard line and just they couldn't
get it. Look, this is on you. You just won't let go. They're terrible.
Okay. They're better than the other four, which is UCLA, Purdue, Northwestern, and Wisconsin, who has no quarterback.
That's truth.
So
that backup can't throw a forward pass.
So therefore, they're only there, Mike, because the other teams are so bad.
Just say the words so the Wolverines leave you alone. Michigan will beat Washington handily.
At 13... they go on the road, and I always like it when you can beat a team on the road. The University of Maryland defeated Virginia 27-13, came back, scored 20 unanswered points. They're sitting there at 2-1 in the Big Ten.
It's funny because I just still don't know what the hell they are.
No one does.
They're an enigma to me.
Every year, I don't know what Maryland football is. They're a coin flip team.
They feel like a bowl team. I don't think they have a super high ceiling. But I still, you're right. The games were so uneven. They should have beat State. They probably shouldn't have beat Virginia in the wash 1-1. Yep. Go ahead.
At 12 on a bye week, the University of Rutgers, they are at Virginia Tech this weekend. They're at 2-0.
I think you're sleeping on our man Schiano, but he'll prove it to you in Blacksburg.
I just need them. No, they're here. The beauty of this list, you go to
it's
Blacksburg,
fluid.
You can jump up into the rankings because there is a team that moved up this week. But it wasn't the University of Iowa. Iowa defeated Troy 38-21. They're at 11.
Look, their game is the weirdest one of the week. Why are they only 2.5-point favorites at Minnesota? Very, very sneaky there.
And one of those trophy games, Paul Bunyan.
I believe that's the Floyd of Rosedale.
Yes, it is. The pig.
I think.
Yes.
It is.
I don't know. All those hillbillies out there, they play for the Axe and a pig. Please.
At number 10, they were in the bottom four. They are now number 10. Why? Because they have pitched a shutout two consecutive games, University of Minnesota. Minnesota's 2-1.
They played Nevada.
Okay, Mike, if you can keep two teams scoreless in back-to-back weeks, it's got to mean something.
All right.
It's got to mean something.
Fine.
At number 9.
MSU.
Fresh off of their victory this weekend in Ann Arbor, the University of Michigan defeated Arkansas State 28-18.
You can't have them 9th.
They were 9th last week, if I'm correct,
they
right?
Were.
Yeah, so they didn't move.
But what about Orgy?
We'll find that out.
All right.
Now, they go out there and
there
they
may
beat
be
USC.
Movement with an Orgy.
They beat USC.
They're top 5.
Right.
I still think you underrate them, but that's fine.
Well, no, because I expected them to pummel them, and they won.
Okay.
At number 8.
Please say MSU.
Okay, for you, Mike, MSU.
All right. They couldn't be any higher than this. They haven't earned that.
No. 40-0 win over Prairie View, 3-0.
Is Prairie View a real team, or did I watch us play Bishop Sycamore?
That's actually a real team.
That was horrendous.
Right outside of the city of Houston. They're a real team.
It didn't look like it. That is... I didn't realize Bubba McDowell was still alive. He's the coach.
Yeah. And you know why their D lineman wore yellow cleats?
No.
Because it's in honor of L.C. Greenwood. Because he used to wear yellow cleats. There you go.
From the Nobody Cares update deck.
David cares.
Kenny is now Googling L.C. Greenwood.
I like that.
At number 7, Illinois. They defeated Central Michigan 30-9. They're sitting there 3-0. To me, sneaky team. We're going to find out a lot about them when they're going to play Nebraska.
I just want Brett Bielema to go away.
I don't think he is, Mike.
Such a pain in the ass.
At 6 is Penn State. Bye week this week, they got Kent State. They're 2-0. We'll see. They're still living off of week 1.
Shout out Kent State. The most lopsided first half score I think I've ever seen in my adult life. 62-0 Tennessee at the half. At the half.
You
may want to consider not playing football.
You were wondering if they were going to hit 100. Mike, this next one is for you.
Say it.
The Fighting Cignettis.
Yes.
Indiana.
Psychopath assassin, Kurt Cignetti.
Why? You go on the road. You travel across the country where most teams in the Big Ten cannot get it done. They go to play UCLA. UCLA is awful. But my goodness, they put their foot into UCLA's, you know what, 42-13.
They went out to the Rose Bowl, and they were sounding like Shannon Sharpe's IG Live. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Deshaun.
At number 4, Nebraska. They beat Northern Iowa 34-3. As I said, we're going to find out a lot about Nebraska when they take on Illinois, but
that's Friday night, correct?
Yeah, it's Friday night game.
Is that in Champaign?
It is at Nebraska.
Okay, safe space. If that thing was on the road in Champaign on a Friday night, I'd go, uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Yeah. At number 3, USC. On a bye week, they have Michigan. Number 2, Oregon. Destroyed Oregon State. I thought it was going to be a lot closer. That's the Oregon team we have all been waiting on.
I think they're a byproduct. It takes time when you're building lines. They had several new players on both fronts. Maybe it clicked. But I'll tell you one thing. Nobody got near Dylan Gabriel in that game. And that was a problem the first two games. They're so scary. They threw a 2-yard screen pass, 80 yards.
Right.
Speed option with Dylan Gabriel. Gone, 70 yards. Like, can I opt out of that Friday night when we play them, please?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, God.
Because here's the thing. I saw this game, and look, you had this game was a rivalry game. I thought Oregon State would really show up just for pride the way Washington State did. You did us wrong. You did us dirty and left us.
I feel that so game, bad for their fans.
Yeah.
I do, Rico. No one got screwed like those two programs.
They did.
Nobody.
And then at number 1, the Ohio State. They were on a bye week. They have Marshall this week. They really haven't hit a tough game yet. I don't know how they managed that in their schedule.
They looked at what Michigan did the last 2 years.
But they're sitting there at 2-0. And yes, Mike, you can opt out of the Oregon game because I mean, you get. Hey, congratulations! You get Ohio State at night.
It's terrifying.
And then 6 days later, you fly across and you play Oregon at night on Friday night.
I don't like any of this. Who designed this?
That may be a very difficult week. A long 6 days for Spartan fans.
Yikes!
So just saying. But that is your Big Ten Week 3 power rankings. 97-1.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.